And welcome back to another episode of your favorite podcast, Los Tres Jóvenes, with your favorite host, Julio Francisco Mejia Venegas. Here I'm joined by my co-host,
Emery.
And we have a special guest today. Here we are with
Kenny.
And Oscar.
And what do you guys do?
We play for the Warren Central varsity team.
Yeah, we just ball.
Yeah, ball. What number do y'all wear on your team?
I'm 11.
Number 7.
Number 7. All right. So we're talking about Warren Central. So how's y'all season been going lately? What's y'all... What's your top three moments of the season?
Top three. I think number one for sure is Pink Knight. That's always going to be, like, top one because we'd be top eight team in the state, right?
Yeah.
Probably, what's next? Maybe our first win?
Yeah, our first win.
Who was the first win against?
It was, like, 7-1. 7-1? Who was
against? Crystal House, right?
Yeah. Crystal House.
It wasn't, a mediocre team, but...
Yeah, I still won, though.
It was a win. Yeah. It definitely lifted us up because I think after that we went on to go win another game.
I think third is the summer tournament.
Oh yeah, that's the summer tournament too. The 7v7.
It was fun.
Yeah, we went. We was undefeated too until the finals. Got the finals. Lost to LC.
So what were you? How about you, Oscar? What was your top three?
Probably that.
Highlights of the season. That same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
Obviously, Pink Knight was obviously a big match for y'all. Y'all really enjoyed it. What was y'all like best moments from Pink Knight? You know,
Pink Knight. I mean, mine's just probably scoring and being able to celebrate with all our friends too, especially like. Especially having, like, a big crowd like that, too. Mm. We were, like, jumping. The energy was live. Yeah.
Mine was probably, like, when I scored off when it was 3-3. And then I just, like, win the game. And then, like...
Go celebrate.
Yeah, it was 3-4. My viral.
He think he code.
My viral celebration.
Obviously, Emery, you're part of the team, too. What were your top three moments of the season?
I don't know, bro.
You don't have none?
I don't really have them besides the Pink Knight. Like they said, Pink Knight was nice. It was... packed at night, it was better.
So obviously when it comes to sports, there's always good moments and then there's bad moments. You know, what were your guys' top three worst moments of the season?
Top three, probably our Pike game.
Pike game
is probably
both games or just one?
Nah, both.
Both were two stinky performances from us. We could have done it a lot better, but it's cool. We try to bounce back from that.
From there on, what else? Any other games?
LC
for sure. Yeah,
we had that in the bag.
We sold that. Yeah, we sold too hard. It was just so unfortunate for us to go down like that. And then I think probably our most recent one was LN too.
LN?
Yeah. No. Actually,
how about senior night? It wasn't senior night canceled?
Hold on. Scratch that. It was BD. Because they booked us for their senior night and they embarrassed us. It was.
Yeah, I got ran through.
Yeah. I mean, not ran through. I mean,
half was amazing for us.
Yeah, our first half was really good. And then we just, it's always in the second half where we start to crumble. But yeah, those are probably the worst for us. Well, for me.
Oh, for you. How about for you, Oscar?
Same thing, to be honest.
So, obviously, Oscar, you're going into you're finishing up your junior year with soccer, and Kenny, you're finishing up your senior year. How does the jump feel from junior year to senior year now being a captain and, like, seeing, like, being an inspiration for all the freshmen and sophomores trying to move up to varsity next year?
It's probably the jump went from junior year to senior. It was more like a reality check because junior year was more having fun and enjoying it with the friends since we all still young and I'm not a senior yet. And then I guess it jumped into being a senior year, it started hitting more because the game started getting longer and then we started playing worse. And then it's not your ideal senior year to go down into, especially my senior year. So I'm upset about it, but like it could be better.
You still did better. You feel like you jumped into that leader spot that they needed?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, because our last one, Mr. Jason.
Zawinski.
Yeah. He was there. I'll give him that. He was cool. I love the bloke. Good guy.
How do you feel about Oscar? You know, obviously you going from obviously you've been varsity since freshman year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you feel like obviously playing with Kenny and all that? You feel like he's jumped into that leadership role?
No. I'm just kidding. when we need him most, he's there to lift us up.
Stop.
All right, now getting off the soccer topic, let's get to know y'all a little bit more. What are y'all top three children cartoon shows? Let's start with Kenny.
Me? Why? Because I'm the oldest?
The oldest.
I think number one for me is always going to be Tom and Jerry. Just got to be Tom
that's
and Jerry.
Class.
Just got to be class. Tom and Jerry. If it ain't Tom and Jerry, you know, no words, enough said, you know, just Tom Foolery.
His action, you know? Tom Foolery.
Tom Foolery, literally. No pun intended. And I think the next one's probably Adventure Time.
Adventure Time
is a classic. A very classic. And then last one, you know, just for it, I'd probably say, like, Bubble Guppies.
Bubble Guppies?
Hey, the intro song was... was elite, bro. Bubble guppies. Bubble guppies. Yeah.
How about you, Oscar?
Definitely Teen Titans.
Which one? The old one or the new one?
The old one. Definitely not the new one.
Teen Titans go fly, too.
I mean, the first seasons were, the rest of the seasons were kind of.
Second, actually, no, scratch that. First is regular show.
Ooh, that's
second
good, that's good.
Is Teen Titans. Okay. And then third is probably Curious George.
Classic on Curious George.
How about you, Emery? No. Now you just hear, bro. Right. Shit, what's it called? How about food? What are y'all food? Like, what is y'all
pre-game snack?
Yeah, pre-game snack. Like,
pre-game
if y'all had three pre-game snacks to go to, what are those?
Pre-game snack. It's more like a pre-game meal. Yeah.
Pre-game meal.
Two cheeseburgers, 20-piece, large high C.
Orange high C, too.
Hey, that's the baller way, you know?
It's the only way to eat good before a game.
Two cheeseburgers, 20-piece chicken nugget meal, and
strawberry banana smoothie.
And strawberry banana smoothie. That's how you make varsity, guys.
That's all you need. And pair like Chick-fil-A Deluxe.
Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. The spicy one, though.
Talk about food. What is your top three restaurants? Start with Kenny.
Restaurant, I don't really be eating out like that. I'd probably say, like, I don't know, like Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake, a restaurant?
Is it not?
Let's do fast food, because I don't really
like fast food. Fast food's way easier.
All right, fast food. He said Steak and Shake as a restaurant.
Bro, it's not as bad as it. Put me in an awkward position. I don't want to answer anymore. I pass it on.
All right, go Oscar. What are your top three?
Fast foods, Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A at one?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Then Chipotle, second. Then yeah, you know Chipotle, Kenny.
Kenny, you know Chipotle?
And Julio.
I hate working there.
Honestly, it's kind of fun.
Third is probably Arby's.
Arby's?
Yeah.
Arby's?
Yeah.
Nah, he's saying that for jokes.
Nah, for real.
No.
Arby's?
I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing.
Fah.
Cab.
Ribs? Like, you know?
Cab.
You get ribs from Arby's?
Back in the day?
Cab.
The commercial from back in the day was like, Arby's, we have the meat.
Cab.
Yep.
I'm going to just keep it.
Arby's caught me off guard. I'm going to
keep it regular. I think I put Wingstop at the number one.
Does Wingstop count as?
Yeah.
In a way, no?
I mean, it's fast food. Wingstop at the number one. Then it's probably McDonald's. Can never go wrong.
You can't. Yeah, you can't go wrong.
I forgot.
Is there?
How do you forget?
Is there every day? Is there every day? And then last was probably Wendy's.
Wendy's
when they had that fo-fo-fo. That fo-fo-fo. I'd be there every day.
What y'all think about Burger King, to be honest? I feel like Burger King is very, very slept on.
It's fine.
It is fine, but.
The fries are not it, though.
I honestly like the Burger King fries more than the Wendy fries. I don't know if it's just because of, like,
they kind of taste the same, I feel like, in a way.
Yeah, they do.
What?
The McDonald's fries are better, though.
You?
What kind of fries do you like? You just quiet?
I'm just...
Bro just listening to us. Yeah.
I mean, he's just here, you know?
Yep,
he's your bodyguard.
Bodyguard's crazy.
All right. Obviously, sectionals is coming up. Do you guys have any, like... views intersectionals, like obviously we're hosting sectionals here in Warren Central.
I mean, the main goal is trying to win it.
What happened last? Let's go to last year's sectional with obviously Kenny and Oscar, who were both playing that game. What happened? Where was it hosted?
Tech.
Tech. So what happened? What was the game? Who do y'all play?
I barely even played.
We played Ellen. I had to play like two different positions, and not gonna lie, I was cooking, but the rest of the team wasn't cooking.
How about Oscar? Was Oscar?
I got injured like the first minute.
Yeah, he was off for like 15 and he never got back in.
Did I end up going to penalty?
We got cooked.
That was County.
County. All right, let's talk about County.
County BLC. First round, 1-0.
Yeah.
That was a good game. A
really good game.
Who scored, if y'all remember?
Jalen?
Nah, Steven. Steven scored bottom
left. Yeah, it was Steven.
Yeah. Jalen passed to Steven.
Oh, yeah. Steven. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we went to play against North Central? Yeah, they were third at the time. Yeah, he's already getting reminded. And so we get off on the scoreboard first, mm-hmm. right?
Who scored, if you remember?
Steven, huh?
It was an own goal. But Steven pressured the goalkeeper.
Yeah, mm, okay. Own goal. Good pressure. For us to win. Oh, to get that down. And I think the second half, I think they scored, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, I ended up going to penalties.
Yeah, we went to penalties. First up on a plate was, I think, us. Uh-huh. Right?
Okay, but before you say that, bro, I had a wonderful game.
I had the best game of my life. He had a five-star performance.
I was
locking down five-star recruits. Like, I'm good.
He was cooking.
But when we needed him most, he didn't deliver.
He didn't deliver. What happened?
He skied it.
So... Going on from that skied penalty, Oscar, how do you feel like you've grown as a player since that skied penalty? Have you changed up? Do you still shoot penalties?
I stopped shooting penalties. Like, just
yeah.
But I mean, anything else, I'm on that.
You feel like you've grown from it? You feel like you've learned?
I mean, he's got to move on.
Things happen, yeah. Of
course. Got to move on.
How about you, Kenny? Did you score your penalty?
Yeah, I scored mine. Obviously, keeper was yapping to me.
Guy is only scoring penalties.
Yeah, I'm a. Anyways. I'm Canaldo.
So this year, Kenny, how many goals you have this year?
I think 7.
You?
5.
So, out of both of y'all, who do you think had better looking goals? Not like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oscar.
What were his kind of goals, Oscar?
He has like all penalties, but like the goal.
All penalties is crazy.
The goal for Crystal House was nice.
They're just technique pen. They're just technique shots. He got like, he scores against big boy teams. I mean, I did as well, but
he scored
good goals. Like
I mean, when it was Pink Night, I think I drove past like 3 defenders. I cut inside. I went like this, and then I couldn't saw it.
Yeah,
he took. And then right foot.
You curled it?
Yeah, took on 4 people. And then mine was keeper did it wrong, and he was off his line. And I just chipped it over. Well, not chipped it. I just shot it.
And it just went in.
Yeah.
Season's probably coming to a close. Obviously, sectionals is coming up, and hopefully you guys make it far. But if y'all had to pick, besides you guys, 3 players that have impressed y'all or have shown growth in the team, who would those 3 players be? Let's start. I'll start with Kenny. Or do you want to go first?
Oscar want to go first.
You go first. I'm just thinking about it.
Yeah, go ahead, Kenny.
Bro, I'm gonna say Ricardo.
Ricardo?
I'm gonna say Ricardo. Yeah, because he went from playing CDM at the beginning of junior year, which was I think his first time playing soccer.
Yeah. Too.
So all we thought was he a big body moron.
Big body moron.
Like,
is crazy.
He's a big body, big boy. So I was like, bet, football player, bet. We can use this guy.
Put him center back.
Put him in the CD. Put him in the CDM, and he's cooking. But he ended up wanting to play striker. Threw him up top, and...
He cooks.
Boy, he delivers.
Yeah, delivers.
His run's His run's been better. His off-the-ball movement has been better.
He's been going as a player since, yeah. Obviously, this will be his second year.
Better, yeah. The other one, definitely Yordine.
Yordine.
He went from... I mean, it's unfortunately because it just, yeah, we know. Yeah. he just ain't been getting PT, and he need to be getting PT. He deserve it.
He been playing good.
Yeah. At practice, he shows that he's playing good. Mm. And
well, he puts his heart out. It's just not being shown on the game field.
He putting the work outside of practice. So.
Yeah, he is. And I think the last one, I got to say Cameron.
Captain Cam.
Commander Cam. He's definitely been cooking this season.
He's been cooking.
He's been putting some good players on lock, and it's surprising coming from how he was last year to freshman year. He definitely grew.
How about you, Oscar? What are your top 3? Same people?
Nah. I'm gonna say Edouard first.
Definitely,
he's been cooking all season, so big props to him. Second, Ricardo for sure. He's been cooking, but. Third, I don't know right now.
You know?
I would probably just say Herberto.
Obviously, sometimes he listens to these. So Herb, you got your props today.
Like, when you tell him something, he knows, like...
He knows what to do.
He knows what to do, but he also learns from, like, what you tell him. So, that's good.
So, sensational. All right. Kenny, obviously... You being a senior and obviously us losing a lot of seniors this upcoming year, how do you feel the team is going to change after you guys leave? Do you think we're going to do better, worse, learn more things, stuff like that?
I don't want to jinx it. I don't know how it's going to be because a lot of seniors are leaving. Yeah. It's like 9 seniors are leaving.
And most of the team basically.
Majority of the team. So a lot of, I mean, but we've had some sophomores and juniors that have moved up into varsity and are now juniors, especially now. So they should know how the game works and how it operates. So they should be able to extend on leadership as well. So
yeah, like Emery.
Oh God, Emery, yeah.
It's tough.
Emery 2025.
So, I don't know how the season's gonna be. It's for them to determine it. that's
Oscar.
I think it'll be good, to be honest. We're losing a lot of players, but
you feel like a lot of players are also growing into their spots that they need to be.
Yeah, like the JV center backs, like Eli and Abdul, they're playing good. Yeah. So
yeah, they're definitely cooking.
I honestly haven't seen one JV game yet. I went to senior night for you guys. It got canceled. Like halfway through the game.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
How did you feel about that?
I was disappointed. I wanted to play, but to be honest, thank the Lord, because
didn't you score? No.
No, it was
Ricardo.
Yeah. Ricardo. Oh yeah, Ricardo did score.
Mr. Header. And
they just be putting his head in there. Pause.
Okay. yeah. What's it called? So yeah, it was more. Would you ask me again?
Bro. Oh, remember, I'm just. Not being able to do your actual senior night, you know?
They got our walkouts, but I feel like the stands should have been a little more packed. It should have been a lot more people there.
I feel like it's because it was too early, bro.
Yeah.
The game was really early.
Yeah, I don't know. 5 o'clock. They were yapping with the time.
If it was like a 7:30 game or 7, definitely. I feel like more people
would. And we should have played because the rain stopped by 7:30 too.
Yeah, but I guess, I mean, I really.
Left back. I know we have Cam.
Kiki and Andres.
How's Kiki doing?
He's playing good now, I guess.
No,
I was uncalled for.
Yeah. No. I was trying to kick the wrong one.
He played good.
How about now. Andres? Andres being your friend, you know. How's Andres doing?
He's good. He
cooks.
He cooks, but he just fumbled under pressure.
He lets, I don't know, maybe it might be a mentality thing.
Yeah, that too.
In my opinion.
But he's my guy, though.
He feels pressure.
Love, bro. Yeah, probably.
Y'all don't feel pressure?
I don't feel pressure.
Y'all don't feel pressure? Well, y'all have any questions to ask each other or ask us too? You know, anything else?
No, what y'all listen to, actually? What music you listen to?
What you be listening to? We
take over the podcast.
Yeah, we take over the podcast.
Tables turn, bro.
Tables turn, you know, I guess. What listening right. You be?
What's your most recent music that you
hold on, did y'all answer that? Y'all didn't answer when we asked y'all that.
Y'all didn't ask us that.
Yeah, what kind of music y'all like?
You go first.
Yeah,
mute the mics.
Yeah, okay.
You go first. You go first.
I like Prince Royce. Romeo Santos. And Drake.
Okay.
Those three before a game, I'd be chilling.
So you be doing a little sauce on the field.
Little merengue. Little bachata. Bachata. Un poquito de punta, you know.
Okay.
What about you?
What's your music?
I got 21.
21?
Yes. Then I got Drake. Ooh. And then third, I probably got some Romeo Santos on it.
All right.
Just to the top.
How about y'all? We're taking back over. How about y'all?
Obviously, number one for me is always Drake. I'm always listening to Drake. And then as of recently, it has been.
Oh,
it has been Deftones.
Who?
Deftones.
If you know,
good,
you know.
Bro.
You know. If you know, you know.
Tough.
And then right now, I'm back into Autumn. So that's what I've been bumping to, a little underground. Y'all know about
how about
Autumn.
How about you, Oscar?
First, gotta be Drake. I mean, he's
in
the
Drake
playlist.
Is always, you know what I mean?
He's in the playlist always.
Always.
Second, Taylor Swift.
All right, yeah.
Definitely.
He's not yet. Cat, bro.
Taylor Swift.
Yep. Definitely.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. And third, Deftones, bro.
Deftones. So they're good. I guess
they're good.
You're not going to like them.
You're not going to like them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What you want me to say?
Obviously, we're an Adidas sponsored school. Adidas or Nike or Puma or whatever brand. What are y'all brands?
You know, I used to be a Nike guy. Like forever.
I'm still a Nike guy.
You're still a Nike guy?
Yeah.
This year, I tried on some Adidas cleats, and I'm never going back to Nike. I'm buying new Adidas cleats as soon as possible.
Scratch that. I am an Adidas guy too.
You're an Adidas guy
just
too.
To make sure I don't get my sponsorship, so take it away from me.
Adidas sponsor me,
please. No, I did buy some off Nathan too. Off the Messi. Off the Messi goat. He did.
The goat? Messi?
Yeah,
who's your goat? Oh, y'all talking about Nathan.
Nate is my goat. That's my goat.
Nate is the goat.
Hey, but CR7 or Ronaldo, though?
For us?
Yeah.
Messi? What?
Messi.
I said CR7 or Ronaldo. CR7 or Messi.
Messi, of course.
You said that as you're wearing a Man United.
Hey, but I'm a Greenwood fan.
Oh.
All right?
Yo.
Ugh.
Come on now, bro. My goat Pessy, bro.
He is crazy.
Pessy.
Give me penalty.
I think Neymar, though.
Neymar?
Neymar, right?
You want to be different.
Nah, I'm just Neymar.
Talk about that. What are y'all team? What, Champions League season's up, you know? Who do y'all have going
Barcelona.
To Barcelona?
What?
Barcelona. Nah, Barcelona away. Barcelona away.
Yeah.
Y'all feelings popping off.
Ferran Goat.
Ferran Goat. Best number 7 in La Liga.
Real Madrid's going through and winning it all again.
Thank you, thank you.
Nah, but Xavi Simmons is playing good, so I want to see him play.
Oh, okay. I was about to see you saying RB Leipzig is about to go all the way to the finals.
Nah. But they he's playing good, though.
They could, though.
They could?
Nah, I'm thinking like quarterfinals.
I'm thinking round of 16.
Nah.
Round of 16.
Galatasaray got a good team.
I don't even know. they got no one.
They got Mertens. That's about it. I don't even know him off FIFA.
He's sad, though.
That's it. That's all I know about.
I mean, Mertens good.
Who else you know on there?
They got Saha.
They just got CH too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dang.
Dang,
you know ball, bro. You
Mario Icardi plays there too.
Who?
Icardi.
Oh, Icardi. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is true. Dang.
And you know ball. Nah,
yeah, you stay too much up
there. How about you, Emery?
What?
Oh, wait. Obviously, FIFA just came out. Well, EAFC 24, whatever. Yeah, have you got it yet?
I got it, yeah. Got Shout it? Out your Dean. Shout out Big Dino.
Yeah, me and Jeremy are struggling right now. You gotta pull out a loan for that one.
But pull out a loan is crazy.
We gonna get it. We gonna get it.
So out of the whole team, or between your Dean, you, and Oscar, who are the best players out of all y'all?
FIFA, it's up to to be honest, it's random every day.
It's random every day. It depends on who's in a good mood.
To be honest, bro, because it's one day a week it'll be like Oscar, then it'll be me, then it'll be Rico, because Rico be cooking in
maybe
seasons.
Rico, me, Kenny, yeah. Or Jeremy. Jeremy. It's never Dino.
Dino's never in there.
I'm not gonna lie, I think I'm on a losing streak with Jeremy though. Unfortunately, I think I'm like. He's like,
what y'all play on?
He's like 2-1 up. He's like 2-1 up on me.
We all play on PlayStation.
Okay.
You got Xbox on
Jeff. For you.
You're the only one with an Xbox in this conference room as we speak right now, bro. Shame on you.
Hear me out. The plan is, I really don't got a plan. I just honestly like Xbox more than anything.
Yeah, I got the PS5. So.
PS5.
Sorry.
My bad. Sorry, sorry.
Just get your money up. I can't even afford FIFA. I'm like,
again, thank you to Kenny and Oscar for being on the podcast today, and I feel like that's a good way to wrap up the show. You know, please tune into the next episode of Los Tres Juanes with your favorite host, Julio Francisco Mejia Venegas. Have a great day.